On Tuesday, the first of this week's two Democratic presidential debates took place in Detroit. And although there are several high-profile candidates of color in this year's field, all of the politicians on stage last night were white. The demographics among those 10 Democrats was a sharp contrast to the population of Detroit, which is 79% black. And if the Democrats want to win in 2020, they'll have to do more than just take black voters for granted. Turnout among black voters nationwide fell 7% from 2012 to 2016. Joining me now to discuss some of the issues that matter most to black voters heading into 2020 is Erin Haynes-Wack, who's focusing on exactly these issues. She's the Associated Press national writer on race and ethnicity. Erin, great to have you back on.
Thanks so much for having me. Good to be with you.
Also with us is Kat Stafford, a reporter at the Detroit Free Press. Kat, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, too.
So, Kat, let's start with you. Were there any moments that stood out to you during last night's debate where you felt like the candidates were speaking directly to black voters in areas like Detroit?
Here's the thing. This is actually one of the first things I noticed. I'm going to kind of flip it for you. I noticed a lack of direct discussion about issues impacting voters in cities like Detroit. It was almost an hour into the debate, and we had yet to hear about poverty, criminal justice reform, lack of jobs. You know, it was just kind of interesting to see a lack of discussion around these issues, considering Michigan, we know, is going to be a battleground state, and Detroit voters will be key for Democrats in 2020.
Erin, as I mentioned, all the candidates at last night's debate were white. How do you think they did when it came to discussing race and racism? What's your take?
Well, you know, to Kat's point, I also thought that it was notable that race did not come up until well into hour two. I think I heard the first mention of Flint somewhere after 9:30. In terms of really talking about issues of race, I think that is something that voters, especially voters of color, are expecting to see from all of the candidates. You have white candidates who are having to reckon with issues of race, with issues, frankly, of white identity, and how they are going to use white privilege to create a platform to make a more equal and perfect union. Marianne Williamson certainly got a lot of applause for her response on reparations. Mayor Pete Buttigieg was asked about how he would be the best candidate to serve African Americans, given his stumbles on race as mayor of South Bend. And, you know, he didn't really get a lot of applause. I think the two kind of front runners in last night's debate, Senator Bernie Sanders and Senator Elizabeth Warren, have both, at least on the campaign trail, talked a lot about the issue of systemic racism and how they would plan to address that if they were elected. I think that race did eventually still make it onto the stage last night.
Erin, you mentioned Marianne Williamson, and she's become sort of the Twitter darling of the night. I want to play a brief portion of her clip. And Kat, I'd love to get your thoughts on that.
We need to say it like it is. It's bigger than Flint. It's all over this country. It's particularly people of color. It's particularly people who do not have the money to fight back. And if the Democrats don't start saying it, then why would those people feel that they're there for us? And if those people don't feel it, they won't vote for us. And Donald Trump will win.
Kat, your assessment on that, because Donald Trump was one of the main characters, if you will, in the debate from the beginning. So your response on Williamson's quote right there.
Well, what's interesting is, you know, I talked to a couple folks who were at various watch parties across the city. There was one focused, you know, solely on black mothers. And a lot of people were, I would say, pleasantly surprised by her performance last night. And she was directly hitting on, as Erin said, the systemic racism that we've seen across the country. And, you know, a lot of people felt that she was the one that was speaking directly to them, speaking directly to a lot of the issues that they have. And they were happy to see someone directly addressing the, you know, the issue of reparations.
Erin, we know that voter apathy is usually a problem for Democrats. But in 2016, and I think we're looking ahead to 2020, the issue of voter suppression looms large. How will that play out in states like Michigan?
Well, I think it's definitely a concern, right? Democrats are certainly working hard to mobilize and galvanize black voters in states like Michigan, also Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. But voter suppression, that can take a lot of forms that people maybe don't think about. Those long lines, for example, can turn people away who maybe need to get back to their job or need to go home to pick up a child or a relative. In addition, you know, certainly there is a concern. We just heard from Robert Mueller earlier this month saying that you have foreign agencies that are actively working to interfere in this election again, you know, via social media. And we know that a lot of that interference did target voters of color around issues of race. That can certainly be a factor in states like Michigan, where, you know, Democrats lost by something like 11,000 votes.
Is it also a question, and I'll pose this to either of you, is it also a question of how the media is framing the quote unquote Midwestern vote and who we consider to be that vote, whether indirectly or directly? Is it an assumption that the Midwestern voters are white, middle class voters? And do we often forget about the actual racial diversity in the Midwest and what that vote could look like?
Absolutely, Tanzina. I mean, you would think the Great Migration never happened, right? Who we talk about when we're talking about Midwestern voters, or who is in the Rust Belt or the Heartland, or even when we talk about issues of economic anxiety. Economic anxiety is very much on display in Michigan with voters of color, frankly, who are worried about their opportunities in terms of jobs, in terms of housing, in terms of health care. You know, voters of color are issues voters, just like everyone else, but they're not always seen that way, and they're not always treated that way. Black voters, despite the fact that they are the most consistent and loyal bloc of the Democratic Party, I mean, their vote is to be earned, too, and they are to be courted in this election, just like everybody else.
Kat, we reached out to Black Takeaway listeners in Michigan to hear what they're looking for from presidential candidates in 2020. And we heard a lot of the things that you outlined: universal health care, eliminating student debt, bringing the country together, not treating Black voters like a monolith. But one of the things we know is that, at least on when you flip that, politicians have often come to Detroit telling voters that they're going to bring business back to the city and help rebuild it. How do Michiganders and Detroit residents in particular feel about so many years of those promises? Do they feel cynical about the political process, or are they engaged right now from your perspective and you're talking to folks on the ground out there?
Yeah, that's a really sensitive topic, especially for Detroiters, because, you know, the city is in the middle of this quote unquote recovery that, you know, you see this national narrative being pushed about Detroit being on a rebound. It's the comeback city of America. But really, when you just go a couple miles outside of where the debates were held yesterday and where they will be tonight, it's blight. It's poverty. It's a stark difference to what you see downtown. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed last night was when Delaney, you know, he made this comment that referenced, you know, how politicians, you know, government and the business community are working together to, you know, make the city, you know, come back. You know, there was a lot of reaction on social media about that, because it felt like there was a just complete disconnect. You know, they felt that, you know, they really weren't tuned in. You come to Michigan, but you don't know the environment, because right now there's this huge push and pull of, you know, resources being allocated fairly across the city. And I think, again, what you're seeing here is not just in Detroit, it's in other cities that are similar to the city, you know, like Chicago. So I think that's a huge concern, you know, for voters. They want someone who's really tuned in to what's going on in their community.
Kat Stafford is a reporter at the Detroit Free Press, and Aaron Haynes-Wack is a reporter on race and ethnicity for the Associated Press. Thanks to you both for this conversation.
Thank you.
Thanks.